Blog Talk Radio.
Shots Brothers Show, Brad and Troy. Here we are, Sunday, Cinco de Mayo, 5/5/24. Troy, what is up, my friend? Are you there?
What is up, brother?
Nice. Happy 5/5.
I think I forgot to buy tequila.
I got a little Patron.
Oh, you should do it. I'll never forget. When I was living in Colorado back in 1998, and gas was 99 cents. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Had a little spurt there for about a week. Gas was 99 cents in 1998. And so Cinco de Mayo comes around. I got us a softball team together for our company. And I was crushing it. At least two home runs.
Dingers. Hit some dingers.
Dingers. And and Cinco de Mayo came, and I'm on Federal, right? Because it was pretty much the softball deal was in the hood on Fed.
Federal Heights?
No, Federal. It's a – you know where it is. It's not a good place, and especially on Cinco de Mayo. So I'm not the only white guy, and it's stop and go traffic with low riders and Mexican flags, and I'm like, dude, I need to get, and half our team was Mexican, so nobody showed up, and I got, I was so pissed off, so nobody shows up. And I go to work, and I was like, you think you might want to tell me that you weren't, well, it's Cinco de Mayo. Yeah. Friday would have been a good day to tell me that you guys weren't going to show up. Yeah, but Federal is, just don't drive. Don't drive on Cinco de Mayo on Feds. Don't do it.
Yeah, they love the party, bro. And then their food is so good, bro. I love it.
I think I'm good
Mexican beer. Ooh. In a Mexican Latina.
Ooh. Yeah. Colorado has the best Mexican food on the planet. And I've been.
I don't know. Where I live, I think does. Indeed. In SoCal.
Now, do you got pork green chili?
Oh, I don't see that a lot. I agree. When I went back to Greeley and had that on a burrito, Dude, the pork green chili all just soaking in the big old beef burrito.
You are killing me. There is nothing better. And you come out here to a restaurant and say, hey, do you have pork green chili? What is that? And I'm like, oh, God damn it. I'm going to walk out. I'm done. They put cheese on it, this crappy-ass cheese on a burrito. And I'm like, just put shredded cheese like they do in Colorado. Pork, green chili, lettuce, tomato, and shredded cheese.
Just like you're making nachos.
It's the best burrito on the planet. Oh, I miss it. We're Colorado.
What was that place in LaSalle with the good topped and smothered pork green chili burritos? Farmers Inn?
No. Was it Farmers? El Torito's? El something.
No. I got to look it up. Anyways, yeah. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Oh, dude, and a good Mexican beer like a Dos Equis.
Yeah,
oof.
Dos Equis is good. The dark Dos Equis.
The dark. Yeah. Like the amber? Or no, the lager?
Either one. They're all phenomenal.
Either one. With a little bit. So that's how you start out. Like if you're going to have a good night, bro, you have a big, hearty Mexican meal, right? Start out with a couple shots of tequila and some beers and some water, and your night is going to, you're going to have to take a big dump. You might have farts later, but you're going to have.
You know what the saying is, liquor before beer, you're in the clear.
That's why I said the shots first, yeah.
That's exactly right. We've learned that.
Tell the audience the saying again. Say it one more time.
It is liquor before beer, you're in the clear. Beer before liquor, never sicker. And this is no joke. And also, be
careful when you liquor in the rear.
You'll definitely be licking her in the rear after.
You might be sicker. You might be sicker when you lick her in the rear. But she'll definitely call you back the next morning and want to have breakfast.
Well, don't do it. Just kick your ass out.
Yeah.
So I got something for the audience.
All right. Yeah.
For
yeah.
10, 11 listeners. How to cure diabetes.
12. Oh, yeah, you do with your ACV.
So, here it is. So, when I first went in, I felt weird. My blood level was at 5, like 580. And that is, she freaked out. The nurse freaked out. She wanted to call an ambulance. She goes, I need... We're going to get you to the hospital right now. I understand. Then I did not. And a 580 is probably should be dead. It's stroke territory. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, whatever. I said, just give me a pill to lower it.
You're Viking.
Yeah. And I said, just give me a pill. And she goes, we can't do that. You have to go to the hospital. And I said, okay, then I'll go to the hospital, okay? And I said, no, don't worry about it. I said, I'm a Viking. You know, it's I'm sure it's normal for Vikings. If not normal for anybody. 50's
normal.
It's not normal for anybody. So anyway.
And this is your blood sugar? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can look it up, what 580
Do you,
is.
Can you measure it at home? Did I stab myself right now and then get a little kit and test it?
I did it last night. It was 117.
Oh, my God, and dude. Whoa.
Jenny's was 80. Yours will probably be 80 to 100 because you don't have diabetes. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I don't know. I might. I don't go. I haven't been to the doctor forever. I don't. Speaking of insurance and doctors,
You can go to Walgreens or Walmart and buy these kits.
Dude, part of my philosophy is
just to see if you have diabetes or not, because this is the cure.
Once,
I'm telling you right now.
Once your brain knows something, I think that's part of the problem. Ignorance is bliss.
Now. And I agree with you, and I completely agree with that. But if you do have diabetes, it's type 2, okay, type 2. If you have, like, type 1 or you're full bore.
And this is not medical advice. This is not medical advice. This is just work for you.
Coming from experience, okay? I had decline. Asshole. So I'm talking to this guy the other day, and he's got diabetes. His daughter's got diabetes. My buddy's got diabetes. And we're all like doing these experimental, natural
vitamins. Remedies. Yeah.
Remedies. Instead of what they want. Because I'm done.
What?
I am done.
What do they want? They want you to take a pill?
Yeah.
They want you to take a pill.
And you could also take insulin, but I don't want insulin either. Take juice. So then once you take this pill, and it's really bad in the liver, and the kidneys, liver, whatever, it's bad. And I drink, so I don't want to enhance it anymore. And, you know, TRT and shit like that, I don't need any more to the liver and kidneys. You know what I'm saying? So I take three pills of cinnamon. Okay.
Three pills. What are you talking about?
You can buy pills of cinnamon. You know.
Pills of cinnamon. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Three.
Pop three. So, yeah, one morning, noon, and night.
Okay. One in the sitting.
Yep. And I take nitric oxide. I don't know if that has anything to do with diabetes, but it helps your blood flow.
It helps your veins.
It helps
pressure
your
washer for your veins.
For your pecker. It's really good for the pecker. Oh.
Like gets it freaking up, or like gets it fucking blood flow?
You can blow on it. You can look at it.
You can what?
And it's like, oh, you can look at it or blow on it. And he's like, oh, really? Like, it's like back in the day.
It's like when you were a young man.
It was like we were in high school. So
strong like
bull. I wake up strong like bull. Like, I'm like, dude, settle down.
You wake up pitching tents?
Pitching tents, dude. I'm like, settle down.
Okay, wait. Nitric oxide. How do you take that? You take it in a pill? Not medical advice.
Yeah.
How do you take it?
Pill. Take three of those a day.
Okay. So what do you take it? So you take a cinnamon pill and nitric oxide with water together.
Vitamin B3.
So you got three
pills.
You take them all together.
Vitamin B3, 5,000. You have to get the 5,000, okay? There's less, don't get it. You want to get one pill is 5,000. So
5,000 milligrams.
You take two vitamin B3s. Okay, so
now it's up to four pills.
Yep, so this guy I'm talking to is like, it lowered her A1C from like 7 to 5.
I'm taking notes. I gotta try this shit because I'm getting up there near that 508, and I gotta get my shit. I gotta get in order here. Okay. Cinnamon pills.
Okay, let me tell you the exact.
I can't spell cinnamon to save my life.
Cinnamon. So let me tell you, there's an exact thing that you need to buy. Okay, so it's cinnamon. Made with organic Ceylon cinnamon is what it is. Ceylon cinnamon.
Okay.
It's NutriCost, 1,200 milligrams, 150 capsules. It's like $6. It does
boom, boom. Okay.
Wonders. Okay. And
what else?
The B3.
Wait, are you breaking up there?
Vitamin
B3. B as in Bravo.
B3. Yep.
Okay.
5,000 milligrams. It has to be 5,000. So you get 10,000 milligrams. And.
Well, obviously, if you got 2,500 milligrams, you just up it to two pills to equal. You just do the math, right? You could get to 5,000 if you had to.
You need two.
You know.
You need two.
Okay.
You need 10,000 milligrams. and they're clear.
Okay.
And,
wow, you're taking a ton of that, bro. That's a lot.
Dude, I can eat fast food now. Because bread turns
nothing?
Into sugar. And, yeah. Last week, before I listened to this guy,
mm-hmm.
I was at 200, my blood sugar. That's high. Yesterday I took it, 117.
Damn, that's pretty good. What have you been eating all week though? Crap.
I had a little bit of chocolate. But I ate a lot of Taco Bell because there's no bread.
I had some yesterday. And sorry everybody, Shots Brothers Show. This isn't a very exciting kickoff, but you know what? Health is health. You know what I mean?
It is very helpful.
Okay, what's the third? The nitric, what, say it again. I'm going to write it in my notes.
Nitric oxide.
Sorry.
Comes in a white bottle. Okay. You can buy a flute. Once again, it's like $6 to $8. It just
is that milligrams as well?
Yeah, it helps blood flow.
Okay, there we go. And then don't you also take, because I used to take this when I had really bad indigestion. Like if I had anything tomato, I'd get GERD. Like when I'm sleeping in the middle of the night, I'd have to get up because I'd have such bad acid reflux. And I used to take apple cider vinegar.
Okay. And that's another deal. I was taking apple cider vinegar. And there's a special brand you're supposed to take.
Yeah, it's like Mott's or Bott's or something.
Bots. You got to take that with what's that powder? Oh, shit. Good Lord, I can't think. Well, you put that. What makes a refrigerator fresh? And that Arm & Hammer stuff?
Baking soda? Baking powder? So baking soda?
Baking soda, right, in with the... and they keep on taking this video down. Okay. Because it cures.
Oh, so it probably neutralizes everything in your body with the baking soda, huh?
Yeah.
Probably gets
and
in
you
there
might,
and just wreaks havoc.
And there's a pill that comes with everything, and I just bought it. So I'm going to take that as well. It comes with baking soda, apple cider vinegar. My buddy's taking it. He's dropped his. He went to the doctor, and he's like, I'm not taking your shit anymore. He took his blood, and he was like, your blood's great.
And at that point, you fire your doctor.
Yeah, it's pissing these doctors can't make money. And then our whole thing is we need to quit taking.
Yeah, guard dog, baby. Oh, shit, I got to place a Bitcoin trade. I just got a signal. I'm going to just ride with this signal.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. That's all right, dude. That's what happens, man. When you're live show, I'm not going 60X. All right, so here we go. I'm going to do a leverage trade. We're going to go. Let's buy that. We're going to buy some Bitcoin right now. So live on air. See how we do. So we did a baby little trade. We did $60 trade at 15X. So what is that? So instead of $60, we did $90. That's not right. 60 times 15 is not. Okay. So instead of $60, we did a $900 bet.
Oh.
So we're leveraged. And let's see our order here. Okay, Bitcoin. So we got in at 64365. And it's going to start running. We're already up 2 cents. So back when ChatGTP was out, brand new, there's a program called TradingView.com where it's all the charts for Bitcoin and stocks, you know, the candles, the red and green candles and VIX. I asked ChatGTP to make me a trading strategy. And I never really used it. I used it a couple times, and it just seemed like it didn't work. But then lately, it's been freaking on fire. Like, I should have used it. I would be making big money. And I tried to go in and edit it, and ChatGTP now won't allow it. But I saved it. So I still have it. So I'm going to start just going with it. Whatever it tells me to do, I'm going to do it. So right now, it just told me to buy. Just said, buy Bitcoin right now. It's on the hour, 1 hour chart.
So I can't get in on this?
Because
it won't allow
you? I can. I might be able to send it to you. Let me see if I can share it. Can I share? Let's see. Well, I'll have to look out. We're live, so I can't fucking do it now. But
yeah, do it later.
Well, let's just see if it works on air right now.
I like money.
Okay, we'll just chat, and then we'll come back and check on the trade in a little bit.
Okay, so I got another thing. So I go to apply for this Eastman, and Eastman is a big chemical company, right? Here in Tennessee. So they're saying they're paying from $15 to $22 an hour. And I'm like, okay, I want the $22 an hour job.
Yeah.
So I go,
you post higher is what I want.
Yeah, I want that one. So I go in and I get my car on lunch. I have an hour, and it's a 30-minute drive. I make it in about 17 minutes. Booking. I got a radar detector. Booking into Lincoln. Pull up.
Nice.
Sit there, had to fill out all kinds of stuff. I'm like, you already have all this shit. So I fill out all kinds of stuff on this iPad thing. And I'm sitting there for a couple minutes. I'm like, I'm kind of running a little bit late. So I go up to the girl and I said, hey. I said, I'm on my lunch. I got an hour. She goes, oh, say no more. I'll be right back. And, you know, 30, 40 seconds later, guy says, you know, my name. And I go back there. And so he goes, okay, so the job entails really toxic.
For 15 an hour. Toxic adventure.
I'm just going to cut to the chase here. I mean, you're going to be moving barrels, and they're very toxic. You have to wear a hazmat suit, and you're allowed to take showers during the day. And I'm like, wait.
At that point, bro, I shake hands. Thank you for your time. Have a great day. Good luck.
And that's about, I said, so this is the 22 an hour job, right? He goes, no, it pays 60. And I'm like, I'm already,
exactly, dude. Exactly.
I'm diving, dude. I'm making that.
It should pay 40. It should pay 49 is what it should pay.
Minimum. If you can die.
Yeah, you should be making $150 an hour.
And I was like, I don't know how you guys are even asking that. I mean, how are you? I mean, 16.
Once again, this is what, like we talked about before the show, the fact that we are such, we're little cunts because we, workers of America, because we accept these garbage wages. If we all got together and said, no, we're not working for less than 30 an hour for minimum. Blow me.
Not working. Good. Minimum wage should be 30 bucks, 35 an hour right now. And you went through this. You and I went through this. You told me about this years ago. I mean, if you go, I was making 12 bucks an hour in 1998. They're still offering 12 bucks an hour right now. Can you, how in the fuck?
I have no idea how that's even legal.
Right. How can you live on and then here's another thing I was just talking to you about off air. I looked at both of my so I drive because I'm sick and tired of people. I used to sell and I can't deal with you cocksuckers anymore. You're just stupid. You're retarded. And I am sick and tired of it. Your attitudes, I can't. I needed a break. And on the road is the best therapy on the planet. It really not so much with my attitude, but because there's so many idiots on the road, I'm just like, it's really a lose-lose situation for me. But there, so my buddy Mark, he's like, hey, you want to switch paychecks? And I'm like, absolutely. You know, you think of these guys on the desk or, you know, making some pretty good money. And he goes, here. And he showed me. I can't believe he showed me. $135.
2 weeks?
For 1 week.
You guys get paid weekly?
After insurance. So he pays $200.
Does he have a family?
Yeah. The other guy?
How?
He's younger. He's 35. He showed me a check of $230 a week after insurance.
That's $460 every two. That's like, dude. That's not very good.
I can't even imagine. I wouldn't work.
They survive.
I wouldn't work. I think you could make the same.
You could probably make more on welfare.
On welfare.
I'm
sure
well. Plus a check.
I'd stay home. No wonder why these cocksuckers are staying home.
Yeah.
No,
you know, I don't blame them. You know what? F them. If they're going to pay these crap wages and they expect you there 9 to 5 and you get 10 minutes to take a dump and you get a half hour to go eat, blow me. That's the new motto, 2024. These wages are just insane. And these owners, where I work, you know, we asked about raises the last couple months and their response was a hard maybe. Since then, we've lost like 7 people because they're bailing to $20. They left to go to fast food. But I make more than them, so it's like I'm not leaving to go make less. But now they're like, oh, well, maybe we'll do raises maybe in the fall. Like, yeah, right. Too late. And you think they're hurting, right? So we can't give raises because we're hurting. But no, they're expanding. They're doing two. They're adding 2 more locations. You don't add locations when you're hurting. You know what I mean?
Absolutely not. So the bank obviously sees that you're making a ton of money, and the bank's like, oh yeah, we'll give you another $5 million to buy the land. And to build another 2 buildings? Absolutely. Yeah.
They may not even go through the bank. Allegedly, they go through these rich partners that own it. And the partners, they don't do bank loans. They just get money from the partners, and then it throws into their return or whatever. And I'm like, whoa, no wonder. No wonder they're expanding, because these partners, the partners wanted to just blow up and be like a whole West Coast thing.
That's
they have recharges, and when I come into work every day, we're close to $4,000 to $5,000 a day just before we even turn the lights on, just by credit card monthly recharges.
Stop.
Nope. I wish I was lying. And they've got like 6 locations, about to be 8.
Did you just take a hit?
Did I? No. Why would you hear?
I thought that sounded like it took a hit.
No. It's downstairs. I should, but there's no sponsors this week. They can eat it. Just like the bosses of the world. Yeah, insurance is insane. I think if I were to get Obamacare, just for me, a single person, every month is like $350 a month. And that's bottom of the barrel coverage, dude. That's like the bottom of the U.S. government medical.
Yeah, and then
Kaiser.
What's your initial nut? There's got to be
a copayment I got to meet every year. You know what I mean? $350.
I mean,
just the pleasure of having the policy, and that's not even using it. If you want to use it, you got to pay more.
Yeah, and then she just had a surgery on her main artery on her neck, and he goes, my copay was $6,000. And I'm like, what?
God, dude.
Insurance.
Hell.
On the planet, and we need to get a hold of it. And if we, the people.
There's no way.
And just say, you guys need to get fucked. You guys need to get fucked. This is ridiculous. We're sending, what, how much, $90 billion to Ukraine?
$95 billion.
$95 billion to Ukraine, and you can't take care of us? Us.
Nope.
Yeah, you're sending all kinds of money to her. We don't give a shit. I don't care. Let them battle it out. You want to mess with Putin? You're gonna pay for it. I don't care. But my fucking tax dollars better not fucking go over there. And I am so pissed off this goddamn country right now. I can't even see straight.
Oh, man. You want to hear something even worse?
How pissed off I am.
So they passed a law a while back that you cannot use Chinese equipment in our cell service, like across the country. So Verizon, Sprint, all those, whatever. Is there Sprint anymore? There's T-Mobile, huh? Either way, they're all merging. Soon there's going to be one, and it's called the U.S. government cell phone. You know, they're already listening to us anyways. What's up, boys? Listen to you. I hope you have some nice, freshly pressed khakis and a hot cup of coffee, and we're entertaining
you. I hope you suck cock. <cocktail. laughs>
Mm. I did take a sip of some coffee right there.
Promise you that.
Don't
come to my door.
They had something called rip out and replace, which meant if any of these cell carriers across the country in those towers had Chinese equipment, they had to rip it out and replace it. They were going to have to front the cost and then be replaced by the federal government. Your state was mentioned. Rural areas now may not have cellular coverage coming up soon because they're going to rip it out and not be able to replace it because the government isn't passing any money to give to them for our infrastructure, our cellular infrastructure, which would be like maybe $1 billion, whatever. Everything's a billion now. You know what I mean? I got to go to the store. It's $1 billion. And they haven't passed it. It's not one of their priorities.
What? So, 1 million? That's like stupid.
And so they're like, what? 1 million? Are you sure? That's all right. We can do that.
We can do that.
Yeah, so now it's like we can't give any money to our infrastructure. The roads are dog shit. I went and got gas this morning. Here's something I never understood. Maybe you can enlighten me on this subject. You ever drive around a city and there's a pothole right in the middle of the road where your tire, not a pothole, but a manhole cover, right, to get down into the street below you? Why the fuck do they put it where your car goes? Of all the places, you could put it on the sidewalk, you could put it on the – why do they put it right there? I don't understand it. It makes no sense to me.
It's government. They are complete retards. Government. If anything – I mean, look at Elon Musk. This guy is almost government by himself. He is running things – beautifully. And
dude,
the guy's like, hey,
stock.
You know what? I want to go to the moon. I want to go to Mars. And China's sending stuff up to the, or Korea or whatever, they're sending stuff up to the moon. And I'm like, we have never been to the moon.
No.
And I know this for a fact. What the hell is that guy's name? Big Drinker. Who's the guy that went
Big
on the
Drinker? Oh, the one who says he did? Armstrong, or with the dude who punched the other guy in the face?
Well,
he was like, put your hand on this Bible, swear you went to the moon. And he punched Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah.
Punched
and
the reporter in the face.
Armstrong's an alcoholic. Okay.
Is he? Because he had to lie about it his whole life and it's bothering him, allegedly, in my opinion.
Yeah. Hey, so I used to go to places where he went in AA groups. Okay. So they straight up said that he was in his room and said, we've never been to the moon. We've never been. And I've also heard him on radio say, yeah, we've never been to the moon. And I know, the older I got, I looked into it and I was like, who's taking pictures? Who's taking pictures of these guys? And how do they get this moon lander up there? How do they get this big old vehicle? Where was that attached to the thing? Do you know? Where was this? They just already send that thing up?
That's what I wondered. They left the cameraman on the moon.
we have not been to the moon, and Musk is like, you know what? I don't care about the moon. We're going to Mars. And he runs.
Wouldn't you want to practice on the moon first? Wouldn't you want to practice on the moon? Like, if I'm going to fucking run a race, I'm not going to run 26 miles. I'm going to run like 3, then 7, right? So the moon.
We're going to Mars.
Plus, wouldn't you want to use the moon as a launch point? Because then you're saving yourself a lot of, if you get it where it's lined up, you're saving yourself a lot of fuel and energy.
You're not going to refuel on the moon.
Well, I'm saying if we honestly went to the moon, dude, there'd be a 7-Eleven on the moon in 2024 right now, and you could take a cruise on the moon, a lunar cruise.
If we landed when we said we did, trust me, there would be a colony.
Yeah,
a colony.
Of course.
We did not.
The NFL would be playing a game on the moon.
Yeah. Elway would still be playing.
He'd still be fucking horse tooth jackass.
old horse tooth.
Oh, man. All right, everybody. Shots Brothers Show. We are live on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com. We have an X account, Shots Brothers. Call in 563-999-3404. What's up?
Hold on one second.
Oh, let's see. Okay, so I have shadow stats pulled up. Let's see what it has here. Unemployment. Okay, May 2023 shadow stats. Alternate unemployment increased to 24.7% from 24.6%. On top of the U.S. increasing unemployment, people are losing their jobs, banks are failing, inflation. Oh, yeah, Putin. I guess somebody said Putin said something about the U.S. dollar is dead. So that's not a good sign, everybody. Not a good sign. What are you looking up?
You
gotta check that. Check that Bitcoin. I think we might be in trouble. We need a nice pump today, boys and girls. Yeah. All right. Let's go through some. Let's go through some quick headlines here while you're looking that up. All right. We have Russia issues warrant to arrest Ukraine Zelensky. Is this real? This is real. This dude's toast. Yep. Or the Russian Ministry of Internal Affairs has put the leader of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, on the wanted list, declaring Ukraine to be an illegal entity. Means they opened up a criminal case against Zelensky. Oh, in turn, all the above means that there can be no negotiations with these people since Russia does not negotiate with those it is looking over crimes committed. No peace deals. Oof. This is not good.
There we go.
He better get to his condo in Miami and lay low. France sends combat troops into Ukraine. What are they thinking? What are you thinking? Not smart. Not smart at all.
Putin's the last guy to mess with.
Yeah. Especially at this point. I saw that they had a display of some YouTube channel, this American in Russia. They had a huge display of all the armor that they've destroyed. They had an M1A1 Abrams tank on display. They had like a vehicle from Norway, one from France, one from Germany. All of them have been destroyed on the battlefield in Ukraine, and they tow them back. And they put them on display, and all the Russian people are there. What's up? What did you find?
Okay, I'm done. Yeah, nothing. Yeah, so I don't even watch the news. I can't watch the news anymore. It is.
Oh, hell no. I get mine from everywhere else but the news.
There's no regulation. I mean, it's run by the left. NBC, CNBC, even Fox has left in it. And
oh, yeah, even Fox is bullshit, too, sometimes. I mean, they're all lizards.
All.
They're all fucking lizards.
I can't. And then Jenny's like, oh, I have to watch this, whatever the hell her name is. And I'm like, and I get so upset.
Who?
Laura something.
Laura Ingraham? Ingraham Engel?
Yeah. In English, it means dumb bitch.
Is she an old MILF? A blonde MILF?
No, she's dark-haired. She's... But anyway, it doesn't matter. It's, you know, they're like, oh, Trump this. And they don't, they're like, here's what we're saying, but it's not what's going on. Fuck me, Renna. This country's fucked. We are the only country on the planet that's letting illegal immigrants. I don't give a fuck what other names they're calling these cocksuckers. They are illegal immigrants.
Dude, they're called newcomers. They're called newcomers.
Okay, fuck face. Living high on the hog in hotels, beautiful hotels, getting paychecks, getting cell phones. No other country allows this.
Here in California. They're driving brand new cars.
You name it. No other country but us allows this. And I already told her. I said, hey, can we move to Poland? Is Poland now?
Poland's about ready to get nuked. We've got to move to Uruguay, bro, South America.
I'm going to Poland.
Poland's going to get nuked, bro. Poland wants a piece of Russia, and Russia's like, get away
that
and
boy,
fly. I'll crush you.
I listen to him. He ain't putting up with shit. Right? He ain't putting up with nothing. He goes, hey, U.S. is weak. He goes, I don't allow immigrants. I don't allow this. That. He ain't putting up with shit. I like that guy from Poland. I think I want to move to Poland. I think I'm going to just leave. Go to Poland. The U.S., we're from. Trump gets in. I see it. He's getting in. This is a bullshit trial.
And they are trying hard to get him out.
Oh, they're trying. It's not going to work. Even that Michael guy, that movie star.
Michael Obama?
No, there's a Michael guy. He's a movie star. He's about our age.
Oh, yeah. Michael Rappaport.
He's the known little prick. Like from Boston or whatever, right?
Same guy? Tough guy, huh? He played a couple of tough guy roles. Yeah, now he thinks like he's a chowder. I'm a chowder. The funniest video. You need to look up. Somebody throws a snowball and hits Michael Rappaport in the face. And it's so funny, dude. Welcome to New York.
I would do that in a heartbeat. He was talking trash.
Wait. He's on Trump's side now? There's no way, dude, because he was Mr. Nutjob on Twitter.
Yes, even that freak.
We don't even want him, dude. We don't want that garbage.
I don't want him.
If you're this late to the party, bro, we don't want you coming to the party. You don't belong.
We really don't want you. If it took you this long, to figure out what is going on to our country, we don't want you.
You're part of the problem. Yeah, we don't want you.
You're the problem in the first, and you're part of the problem. We don't want you.
That's the problem, man. A lot of these dudes. Oh, did you crack one?
Yeah.
Bush Light?
Bush
regular? Bush
Light. 117 blood.
Damn, dude. 117 blood with Bush Light. And some cinnamon. I take cinnamon.
Bush Light. It's good for diabetes.
Bush Light cinnamon. With extra hint of nitric oxide and vitamin
B3. B3 is the key.
It gets your woody where you want it to be, Bush Light. And then crack open the can. What time is it there? It's 12. It's 12:16 in the East Coast. That's drinking time. It's noon. You did yard work.
Oh, yeah.
The well-deserved Bush Light.
I had the best yard in the whole neighborhood. Put my fence up, built my fence by myself. I'm just about ready to build a deck. Now, once again, Jenny, my wife, she says, I want to build a fence. No, you're not. I don't want you to build that. It just nag. That's the fuck up. By hand. I'm going to dig it post by post.
Dude, one time, don't you want to say, I'm going to build a fence? And she's like, all right, let's go get some wood. You'd be like, you'd drop dead, dude, wouldn't you? Your blood to go back to 550.
I'd have a stroke. I would stroke out. I would have stroke.
Instead, instead, it sounds like the teacher from Peanuts.
Here it is now. So I built the fence. A beautiful fence. And she's like, oh, my God, I love the fence. It's so nice. Yeah, shut the fuck up. So now I'm going to build a deck, right? And there's a neighbor down the street. He has a construction company. I'm just going to ask a little bit of help, you know, getting the frame because it has to be kind of perfect. And I'll pay him if he wants, or I can power wash something for him or whatever. And she's like, no, we need to have this done professionally. And I'm like, okay.
Wait, no. I think what she said was this.
Man. that's exactly what I heard. And I'm like, mom. And I'm like, well, it's happening. So there you go. I've never built a deck.
Hey, Jenny, if you ever listen to this, I'm just messing with you.
Oh, shit. Yeah, so it's happening.
Nice. Yeah. Nothing like a fence to keep your neighbors out, or a deck, too, a nice deck. Because I've seen you got a nice little view there.
Oh,
get some trees going. You should just build a wall of trees, just a wall of pines that never die, right, because the pines will stay green all year, and they're a good wall. Windbreaker, plus you don't have to see your neighbors taking a dump.
My favorite is the Colorado blue spruce.
That's a good one.
That is my favorite pine on the planet.
Smells good,
Colorado.
Too. Smells good.
Oh, smells great. And they're perfect color, that green. They're like a lighter, like bluish almost, gray. They're expensive. 4-footers are like $150. I mean, like maybe 3-footers. They're expensive.
Damn.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
Damn,
yeah,
was a little late to the party here. We're up a little bit, but barely. We're barely up.
What are you up on
here? I went Bitcoin. So we're dead even right now. We're dead even. We were down a little bit. Now we're down 3 cents. So we're right there teetering. It's about ready to either pop or it's about ready to dump. It's looking
so
good. We got a lot of green candles.
So will this take it automatically out, or do you have to manually take it out?
No, so it'll keep rolling either way. Well, unless it goes negative 100%, then it'll automatically close and it'll liquidate, and then it's just gone. But I could set a limit order to where if it goes below this point, automatically close the trade for me, and I just take that one as a small loss.
Yeah, you and I have to go off. And you'll have to go over this with me.
It's so fun because you can gamble a little bit of money and you can leverage it big and you can build your account. But then the problem with it is work. Like I'll set a trade and it'll be looking good and then I'll go to work and I'll get lost in work and I don't look at my phone for 2 hours and then it turned on me. I should have closed it at profit. I need to start setting stops. And take profits.
Does it for you?
It does if you set it. You got to set it. You got to tell it. Like right now, the price of Bitcoin is at 64405. Say it starts dumping down and it goes to 63. I could set a stop at 63800. So if it starts tanking and it goes down, as soon as it goes below 63800, it'll just close my trade automatically instead of keep on losing money. Because if it keeps going down, you keep losing money. You'll lose until you're 100% negative. And then once you go 100%, they'll liquidate and take all your money. Kind of like fucking a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I mean, I'm terrible at it because it's like, I'm reading Chinese here, so, but I enjoy it. It's fun.
You want me to tell you something?
Worth of dollars. Yeah.
So, when we bought this house, I had money. I bought a Bitcoin for $40,000. And
God, did you really? You had one Bitcoin?
Shut up. About 10 seconds later, I bitched out and got out.
Oh, whoa. Well, it went down. You would have been in the red for a while.
I hold on to it anyway. It wouldn't have mattered. And now we're at 69,000. I would have made 35 grand.
Yeah, you would have been that big. You got to have diamond nuts, bro. You got to have diamond nuts.
I owned a Bitcoin for like 10 seconds.
You got all scared. Because you've been butt raped by the cryptos. You know how it is. As soon as you're feeling good, they're like, oh, man, I sense it. He's feeling good and making money. Nah, we can't have this. Dump it.
God damn it.
It is fun, though. All right, dude, we're almost up. We're at 58 minutes. So what else do you want to – ooh, that sounded like another – dude, that was a quick one. That was another Bush Light right there.
Bush.
Did you slam that one already, dude? Woo. Pretty good. Bush Light, we need to send Troy a keg. Quit messing around with these cans.
Bush, hook us up. Hook us up.
Send over that tranny Dylan Mulvaney over to Troy's house with a fucking keg of Bush Light. Or maybe Kid Rock could deliver it to you.
Kid Rock,
get you on a box. Come on a box.
I know you went to the Kentucky Derby yesterday. You look like a fag.
You'd be dressed like one.
I'm still calling you out. So if you hear this or anybody hear this, you still want a box. My blood level is 117. Let's do this. Dude, I still want a box for you.
I'm going to take some cinnamon before I jab, hook you.
Cinnamon.
Wait, what's his name again? What's his name? Oh, damn. Not Kid Rock. We used to call him by his name. Bobby. Bobby.
Is that his name? Bobby?
Bob.
Let's call him
Bob.
Bob. Okay, Bobby.
Hey.
I like Bob.
All right, Bob. You and Bob.
Bobby Rock.
Kid Rock. You're going to get boxed to death. Kid Rock. I saw him with John Daly. And he's like, such an ass kiss. John Daly's like original, like, and Kid Rock
John
is up his ass. Like,
John Daly
John
is
Daly's the
he
man.
Does, oh, fuck's given with this guy. I love John Daly. That was my first set of golf clubs. John Daly's. I still got him. Still got him.
Grip and rip it.
Yeah, grip and rip it. That guy just.
He said he drank 22 Diet Cokes a day, bro. How is he alive?
Dude, 30 beers. 30 beers with shots. He does what I do. He does what I do. And people are like,
my
oh, my God. And him and I.
How is he
like,
alive?
God, a Viking.
He must take cinnamon. He looks like you. That was brought to you by Bush Light. All right, any parting gifts as we head out?
Okay, everybody needs to buy canned foods. Buy canned foods because you just don't know. You just don't know what this government is going to their next gift.
Right.
You'll buy canned foods. People love your guns. Good ammo.
Yeah, great and advice. Yep.
Anybody wants to advertise, will be more than willing to advertise ammo. Buy your
yep.
guns. Buy your ammo. Buy your tent.
Light, any cannabis products?
Any preservatives. Buy tents. Buy sleeping bags. You just never know.
Oh, yeah. Buy that potassium iodide pill, too, because we get nuked. You can take a pill, protect your thyroid, unless you're in the blast zone, then you're barbecue. But things are heating up. Banks are collapsing. Dollar's in trouble. Gas is up. Crime is up.
Hey, thanks, Left.
And if you want, and if you want to be up, if you want your thingy to be up, nitric oxide, allegedly, not medical advice.
Not medical advice, but I'm telling you,
117 ain't nothing to shake a stick at, boy. From 550 to 117.
Yep.
I think we had a good show.
B3. 5,000 milligrams.
You gotta protect your health. Protect your health. Fuck off insurance companies, right?
That's terrible.
What else do we talk about? I'm
Trump.
Baked. Oh yeah, we gotta talk about Trump throwing the sink at Trump. He's just the man. Did you see him go to the he went to the construction site and they all went nuts for him?
Yeah.
Yeah,
of course
they love him. He went to like a pizza place. He took pizza to the firefighters. They all loved him.
Bobby's a bitch.
Bobby's gonna get boxed.
Bobby's a bitch. Yeah, man.
Hey,
what
Bobby, we could do it. Your fake Bobby has a fake White House on his acre somewhere, so we could do it. We could do it at Bobby's house.
He thinks he's patriotic until he went to the. Here's why, Matt, because he goes to Coors Light and he goes with the CEO, and he drinks a bunch of Coors Light with him for a shit ton of money. And that's why I'm mad. I mean, you go up, you light, Bud Light, I'm sorry. You light up Bud Light, and then you go drink beers for a ton of money. That's why I'm mad. So now I want to box.
That's because you even buy Bud Light means you got to get boxed.
Yeah.
We moved on from them, even though Bush is Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light, but, I mean, it's still not the same beer. You can't get away from Anheuser-Busch. They're monster. Even like Pacifico is Anheuser-Busch. Corona.
Monster.
It's too big. Too many mergers, too many monsters. We need more competition. And people, what else did we learn? Quit working for these shit low wages. We need to come together. $30 an hour minimum wage across. If you can't do that, F off, you're out of business.
And here's my thing to this. Like right now, my boss is building a $10 million house.
Oh, yeah, but he's hurting for money, bro. Come on, he can't give you a raise. He's hurting.
Instead of making...
He's only got seven bathrooms.
$20 million a year? Why don't you give up a million and pay your employees right? Give up a mil. You don't need 20 mil. You don't need 30 mil. Okay, you're already set. You're set for life. You're good to go. Deduct. Pay your employees right. McDonald's, Arby's. I don't care who you are.
They won't do it. Too greedy.
Deduct your pay more. And if you don't, then we're going to force you to do it. I promise you that. It is going to be forced.
They say credit card. Household credit card debt is through the roof. People are... They're having to use credit cards to buy food now.
Yeah,
so how long is that going to sustain? How long is that going to sustain? You can't. I've been there. I've been that poor where I got to go buy frozen pizza and put it on American Express card. Doesn't last long. Soon you're maxed out. Then you're just paying minimums. It's no way to live.
Oh, the country. The country is in debt. It's so much.
We need Orange Man. We need Orange Man back in. We need him.
We do.
I mean, it's bottom line. You got a choice between two people, and you know, you either. I mean, the third choice is you just sit it out, which I understand. If you want to sit it out because you think the country's dead, I'm with you. But if you feel like you need to vote, there's only one vote, in my opinion. You go Orange Man.
And you need to have a license. You need to be certified an American citizen to vote.
Oh, no. They're all going to vote like crazy, bro.
If I catch you voting in my county, I want to beat the shit out of you. I promise.
Dude, I heard Tennessee's doing a lot of good. Their Tennessee legislator is passing a lot of good stuff. I'm hearing a lot of good shit coming out of your state.
This is East Tennessee is ready to sell. I am so proud.
Out here in California now, I got to get my balcony inspected before the end of the year or I get a huge fine. Because a bunch of college kids got on a balcony back in 2015 in Berkeley and it fell and they all died or whatever. So now they passed a new law. The whole state's got to inspect their balcony.
That was so long ago.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. It happened in 2008. Okay. So it happened in 2015. In 2018, they passed the law, and they gave it a six-year allowance. Nobody got their shit inspected until now's the deadline. So now everyone's starting to get it done because they have to. Otherwise, you face a fine. Like, give me a break.
You own the house. None of your goddamn business. It's none of the
HOA.
State's business.
The HOA has to do it to be compliant. You will show the papers. Shows the papers.
I do not.
The HOA. Yeah, exactly.
And don't,
you have freedom.
Don't go with Germany on that. Let's go with China. Let's go with
China. Oh, yeah. Show you the paper. No, they don't even show the paper. There's a freaking, the robots come collect you. You jaywalked. Let's harvest his organs. All right, we're out. We're out, dude. We're up on time. She's yelling at me here, the British babe with a big rump. All right, brother. Great Sunday. Great Sunday, everybody. Have a great rest of your weekend. Have a great strong week. Go to your 3-4 jobs. Try and make ends meet. All right, there we go. There we got the two popping in. All right, Troy. Love you, brother. Take care. Josh Brothers, Blog Talk Radio. Hey, check it out.